Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Transforming this planet for the greater. That's the mission of We Day, its third annual special tonight on CBS. Executive Director Al Alahi joins me next in an internet radio exclusive live from Toronto. Also on deck, a nightly news anchor's departure, Little Mermaid No Live Soon, something new and multicultural from Warner Brothers, the answer to this week's classic trivia question, and we wrap up our first decade on the air with, what else, closing thoughts on the TV landscape ahead. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you today by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 82 degrees at the top of this hour, and we welcome you to a very special edition of the program All About Television. No matter where you are, we appreciate you listening as we wrap up 10 years of the program All About the Tube. Wonderful guests coming your way in the hour ahead, and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program, and we hope you do so big time. All you have to do, raise your voice, pick up the phone, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you can be involved is our chat room. It's open for business right now and open for you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. We Day Executive Director Dalal Al-Wahidi joins us live from Toronto after these news notes. As we unfold today's episode, Warner Brothers is unfolding a new service before the Television Critics Association Summer Tour in Los Angeles. It's Stage 13, a 24/7 offering of new scripted and unscripted series overseen largely by talent of color. The service will be distributed over or through smart TV sets and TV-connected devices. Multicultural millennials will be Stage 13's target audience. Former Mundo's overseer Diana Mogollon will run Stage 13 as Senior Vice President and General Manager. That event is taking place as we speak in Los Angeles. We have made contact with the public relations people at Warner Brothers behind this, and we hope to have Diana or another rep from Warner Brothers involved with Stage 13 on our program later this month. Maria Elena Salinas will exit her post at Univision when 2018 begins. The award-winning co-anchor of nightly Noticiero Univision and weekly news magazine in primetime, Aquí y Ahora, that's Here and Now, came to Univision in 1987. Salinas says she will operate as an independent journalist. She was not pushed out. She was not fired on the air. It was her decision. And her future TV plans are unknown at the moment. She will make the official announcement on tonight's edition of Noticiero on Univision at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. ABC will give its Little Mermaid live special more time to tune up. The Broadway musical adaptation of Disney's feature tune classic, originally set to run October 3rd, will be moved to next year, date under review. ABC spokespeople say the venture is so unique, they, and it's this quote, want to give it all the attention it deserves, unquote. And YouTube Red will go forward with Cobra Kai, a series follow-up to the popular Karate Kid movies of the 1980s. Ralph Macchio and Wei and Zabka will replay their kid roles in this new series, plus service co-executive producers. The action will take place 3 decades after the events in the Karate Kid films. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live in an internet radio exclusive from Toronto, Canada, the executive director of We Day, whose annual special is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on your local CBS station, Dalal Al-Wahidi. Dalal, great to have you aboard.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy 10th anniversary, Simon.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that from you and everybody at We Day. And, of course, all the best with your special tonight on CBS. What is it all about? How different is it from the first two specials the last 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to have our third annual We Day special on CBS today, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The special is really exciting time for us to celebrate and unite as Americans to stand together to make a difference in our own local and global communities. The show is really possible by the generous support of our title sponsor, Allstate Foundation, alongside presenting partners Unilever, Walgreens, and Microsoft, and supporting a partner, KPMG. And what do you expect from this 1 hour special is really looking at how remarkable young Americans who are making a difference in their communities, coupled with amazing performances as well as motivational speeches, and ways for families to take action and make a difference. So the show is going to be hosted by Selena Gomez. We're going to have amazing talent from Alicia Keys to DJ Khaled to Miss Piggy and other Muppets to Tyrese Gibson and many others, amazing supporters of the We Movement, who are going to talk about how to make a difference and giving you the tools about issues that are affecting our local and global communities. So we're going to hear a lot about information about people who are making a difference and issues pertaining to homelessness, to ideas of inner city violence, to poverty, issues that pertaining to like not access to education, et cetera, et cetera. But really what's really unique about the show is the ability for families to have a conversation about these issues and how they can make a difference, whether it's small or big during this. And we have a special appearance happening also in 2023, which is really, we're really excited about.
When you have a commercial 3 hour on CBS to do a number of things, raise awareness, let people know what we eat is all about and where it's at all over the world, particularly here in the United States. And you're also trying to raise people to get involved as well as perhaps donate funds to keep your organization going. How do you determine how much time you allocate to all of those different messages, all of those different goals in 1 hour?
Yeah. Absolutely. We have been doing We Days since 2007. And maybe I can go back a little bit about the whole essence of what the We Movement is all about. The We Movement is an organization that brings people together and gives them tools to change the world. And what we try to do is to really empower young people and their families with the information that they need to raise awareness about issues, to kind of create this emotional connection that we live in a community that's beyond our own local community as well. And whether it's the choices that we make on a daily basis, whether it's purchases that we make, who we decide to hang out with, where we stand against, stand for an issue, it actually does have a ripple impact. So when we put this show together, what we try to do is really kind of start from a 30,000 foot to really talk about what is, like, why is it important? The why behind making a difference is so critical right now, especially in this day and age, because we need to unite as one country, as one nation, as one global world to really stand together to make a difference in the way that we want to see fit. And then after that, you break it down into the different issues through the eyes of young people, for example, through like regular people who are, they're not the millionaires, for example, but they are, school students, students who are making a difference, decide to take an action, and then and at the end, you give them tools, because it's great that we raise awareness about an issue, but then at the end of the day, we want to tell people, this is how you can get involved. So if you go to our website at we.org, we.org, you will find a list of resources and educational materials and how you as a family, as an individual, as a young person, and as a teacher can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be very surprised to learn that this is not an organization just popped up through television 2 years ago. We and We Day have been around for actually quite a few decades. Explain how the organization got started.
Yeah, the organization started in 1995 by a young Canadian at the age of 12 years old, Craig Kilberger, who actually, read an article about child labor, in his local newspaper about a kid who was murdered for speaking against child labor, who was a former child laborer. And he just was really angry about this. And he said, I want to do something about it. And this is the whole idea that, how do you ignite an issue or like a passion in somebody? He went to his grade six class and said, I want to make a difference. And I want to raise an issue, awareness about this issue, because it's just not right, to somebody, across the world who's the same age as I am and doesn't have an education and is dead right now. And then, and the organization just grew from the 66, from the 12-year-olds into the largest, organization of gathering people to make a difference. To date, we are, supporting more than 2,500 local and global causes. Young people are volunteering millions of hours in order to engage in issues. And if you take We Day as an example, it started in 2007 in Canada. It's a global movement in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K., And, you know, since 2007, from a We Day perspective, because the really beauty about We Day is that you cannot buy a ticket to We Day. You actually earn it through committing to one local and one global action. So when you have these thousands of young people in a stadium, like in California and other cities, or in New York, we're coming to New York in September 20th, the kids have committed to these actions. And they are held accountable to it. So since 2007, over $105 million have been raised by young people to more than 15,000 local and global organizations. So it's not about only supporting me. It's about supporting organizations that young people feel a passion for, and their families as well. Or the fact that 36 million hours were volunteered by young people, or more than 10 million pounds of food have been collected for local food banks. And really, when young people are coming to hear inspirational speeches, and, you know, by amazing talent, you know, and we ambassadors, they feel like, you know, wow, like I can come back to my community, I can make a difference. And it doesn't matter if you are, whatever your background you come from, you have a duty to make this difference and to stand up and unite as one nation.
We Day's third annual television special happens tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, commercial-free on CBS. And we are right now, this half hour, speaking live from Toronto, Canada, with the executive director of We Day, Dalal Al-Wahidi. She joins us live here on Tomorrow Be Televised, which today is wrapping up 10 years as the program All About Television. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York, that is south of Toronto. Happy you are with us. 80 degrees at the top of the hour. And if you have a question or comment from Dalal, give us a call, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Incidentally, during our first half hour, originally hoped to have brought you Lauren Corral, the former Comedy Central promo executive, who is now executive producing GSN's latest game show. It's called Snap Decision. It is hosted by David Alan Greer, and it premieres Monday not only on GSN, but on Sinclair-owned television stations throughout the country. Unfortunately, we learned late yesterday that Corral had a personal issue to deal with, so unfortunately she couldn't be with us today, but we are going to reschedule her for later this month. Coming up on Monday, we will kick off our second decade on the air, and we'll do so with a 90-minute special beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we have two very special guests coming your way. First up, the former head of GoMont Television, and now the head of the brand-new company, Platform One Media, Katie O'Connell Marsh. And then, in an inter-radio exclusive, the very first guest we had on Blog Talk Radio when we moved over here from NowLive.com in May of 2009, his first time with us since that appearance, the head of FX, John Langraff. That's Katie O'Connell Marsh from Platform One Media and John Langraff from FX coming your way on a special 90-minute edition kicking off our second decade on the air. Tomorrow we televised Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, live and lively right here on Blog Talk Radio. Is there a particular cause that really has popped up over the last 12 months that you're going to especially highlight on tonight's program?
There are so many causes that, young people and families have, been rallying against, but definitely issues of homelessness, poverty. I think the issue of this level of the lack of apathy to your neighbors has come up as well. But I think what we're trying to do is really creating a better connection to one another, and it doesn't matter where you come from and what's your background. You are connected to the person that is sitting beside you or next to you at work or in school. So creating a level of connection has been really something that's been raising a lot in our work.
How did you get involved? Have you been involved with We Day from the start?
So can you repeat that again?
I was wondering if you had been involved with We Day from the start, and if not, how did you get involved?
Yeah, I just celebrated my 15th anniversary with the organization. The organization is 22 years old, so I have been really privileged to be part of the growth of the organization. And I decided to join the organization after I graduated from university in international development political science. I was looking for an organization that is involving young people and really investing in them, as somebody who has experienced war in the past. I am a testament to why education is really important and leadership programming is really important to really developing the generation that we want to see in this world. So I've been part of the journey for many years and really excited to see our level of growth. And really what's exciting to see is how the families are being supportive of our programs and the young people and the teachers as well. We work with over 12,000 schools in Canada and the U.S. and really I'm hearing a lot of great impact about our programming. So at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is creating a movement, continue to create this movement of people who are making a difference.
Yeah. And congratulations on your anniversary. So it's nice to have our anniversary and your anniversary all come together today.
Totally. What a wonderful story.
When you put together a special like this, you got that 1 hour sans commercials. How far in advance do you put it together? And when did Selena Gomez come in as the host?
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have a lot of our WE ambassadors, part of our programming. So Selena Gomez is such a huge champion for the organization. She donates her time to come and support the WE movement because she truly, the essence of the movement resonates with her. So it takes a lot of hard work and many months of planning because you need to coordinate with the talent, you need to coordinate with scripting. We actually filmed the special in WE Day, California, that took place in April. And obviously, to make sure that we are able to get the support of our generous sponsors. So it takes about, I would say, 8 to 10 months minimum to actually put this all together. And the filming usually happens in the springtime. And we choose, August, September as a time for us to do the show because it's really prime for us as a back to school. It is about creating this conversation with families in the evening about with their young children.
Incidentally, Selena is one of the growing number of women of color, entertainers of color, who have formed their own production company. She's working on a project for Freeform, and I believe some other TV projects as well, and in addition to her, of course, music career. And a lot of people know that she started her career in television on a little thing called Wiz the Waverly Place on Disney Channel, whose creator, by the way, was on our show way back when that show was going and winning awards and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's amazing. She's such a great supporter of the organization and such a pleasant artist to work with. And what's really amazing is to see her level of humility on stage and how she interacts with the audience and how much she gives up of her time in order to support the movement. Because at the end of the day, she's supporting young people who are trying to really create and chart their path in the world. The way I describe WE Day is that you have the Oscars, for what's amazing in films, and you have the World Cup for soccer, but this is Vida is about really celebrating service and really making caring cool at the end of the day, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular entertainer that you couldn't get in the first two specials that you were delighted that came through this year?
Well, we have a lot of new, Alicia Keys will be somebody that we're so excited that she came to support us this year. So this is a new name for our broadcast. This is our third year, I've shared before. So we're so excited about her level of involvement with the organization. And again, tune in today at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS for our WE Day special. And her performance is amazing. It's really breathtaking. And obviously what she stands for. Sorry?
Hold on 1 second. I just want to welcome guest 580 to our chat room. Simon Apple 04, my name. So welcome aboard. If you have a question or comment for our guest, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Okay, Dahl, go ahead.
No, and obviously, her message really resonates with young people in terms of, just being who you are. Right. And, and this is such an empowering message for young women. A lot of our WE movement participants are young women and young girls. So for them to see an icon who is using her platform to really say that it's okay to be who you are and beauty, there's no one definition of beauty. You define what beauty is. I think this has been a great message for us. And that's why to your question about, putting a 1 hour special, we're very also, in terms of the messages that we have there and the people we have in the WE Day stage, we want to make sure that their message and what they're interested in and their stories is something that can inspire young people and their families to expand and to raise an awareness about an issue.
I want to point out that the WE Day special this year on CBS is made possible in part by grants from the Allstate Foundation and other companies, including Microsoft and Walgreens. We're speaking with Dahl Al-Wahidi. She's the executive director of WE Day. That's the organization behind the special coming tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on CBS stations coast to coast. And she joins us live from Toronto, Canada, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Father Applebaum, who is you live from New York. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, don't be shy. Raise the voice and call in 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04, but name guest 580 in the room. We're going to have three episodes to kick off our second decade of the program next week. And coming up on Wednesday, we're going to showcase a program from Canada, a groundbreaking one, called The Switch. It is the first comedy featuring transgender talent on both sides of the camera. And we will have a special interview with the co-star and creator of the series, Amy Fox. The series is going to come to the United States later this month on video on demand on cable operators and on smart TV sets and smart devices. That's Amy Fox from The Switch. She's live with us Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Has there been some thought within We Day about trying to do more in television rather than just do an annual special every year, maybe get involved with, let's say, producing a series or maybe getting involved in existing series on a regular basis that can highlight some of the various efforts that the We Day people are involved with?
Somebody who's been in the organization for a very long time, we're definitely open to different ways of really amplifying the message and amplifying ways for people to get engaged. We started, to give you context, we started putting this show together because we wanted more people to do and to be part of the movement and to see what other people are doing beyond the We Day physical, you know, stadium. So obviously we have millions of viewers the past years, so we want to be more in more homes. Within the U.S. and that's really, and globally, and that's really important to us. So we're definitely open to conversations about what would that look like. We do something what we call Road to We Day in certain markets where we highlight, we follow the journey of a young person who is participating in our We Schools program, because part of the activity is that they come to We Day and then throughout the year there's a whole educational program that provides them with free resources and campaigns and ongoing mentorship on how to take action. So we follow their journey, you know, before coming to We Day to see how they're doing and to really inspire other young people. So we definitely have been, we're open to the conversation, and we hope that we have other avenues, you know, in terms of more television shows as well.
I know that the NBC network on Saturday mornings has a show produced by Litton called Give. Blair Underwood, I believe, hosts it, and it's on Saturdays at noon. It's an award-winning show. By the way, it was up for a daytime Emmy this year, where it showcases efforts by young people to get involved in various organizations or in various causes they believe with. And one might see that as maybe an opportunity, maybe it's to create a series along that line or to get involved with a show like Give.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I'm taking notes, so, you know, definitely worth it, further discussion. And ultimately, we want to make sure that as many people as possible can be part of the movement and can make a difference. So whatever avenue for us to do that, that would be amazing.
Yeah. For people who cannot see the show tonight on CBS, is CBS All Access going to present a replay of it? And is there a possibility that perhaps individual CBS stations can play the special down the road?
Yeah, so if you are not able to tune in today, please go into our website at we.org, we.org, and the full one-hour special will be available in there as well. So we encourage you to go there, and while you're there, maybe you can take the pledge and give us your email address so we are able to connect with you and give you kind of updates about the movement and ways for you and your family to get involved. So that's kind of the best way to go out at it. And also on Hulu, we are able to have some segments as well being featured there as well in a couple of weeks.
One other thing about CBS participation, are any of the CBS local stations in the newscasts showcasing what We Day does in their area? Because I understand in addition to the special, there are events that are going on throughout the country and around the world today and tonight and possibly through the weekend.
Yeah, we're definitely doing a lot of promotion. We're so grateful for CBS promotion. So they're doing a lot of work to really promote the broadcast tonight. So you're going to see us throughout. We also had been on their morning show as well, promoting the broadcast earlier last week, which is really great, but also in a lot of work on social media. You can visit us on We Movement, both on Instagram and on Facebook, and you're going to see a lot of these clips as well.
Before we go, though, is there a particular situation or issue that you would like We Day to really emphasize in the year ahead, or to galvanize more public awareness, more public involvement for in this coming year?
Yeah, I think something that we're working towards, and it's really the whole notion that we as people need to unite and stand together for change. It's not about divisions anymore. It's about breaking walls, and it's about, you know, how we can unite together, because we know throughout the history, when people are working together, the results are so much better. You know, so, you know, it's been studies proven about this. So this is something that we are going to be focusing more on next year in our WeDay theme for 2018, and the whole notion of Gen Wee, and how do you create a generation of people who are actually uniting together for difference, and uniting and standing together for making the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. The third annual WeDay television special happens tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on CBS. Check the local listings for the CBS station in your area. And if you want more details about the special and the work that WeDay does, not only today and tonight, but year-round, two ways to go, cbs.com, also the website of your local CBS station, and www.we.org. That's www.we.org. And once again, the WeDay special today and tonight is made possible by a number of different grants, including from Allstate, Microsoft, Walgreens, and other corporate sponsors. Dalal Al-Wahidi, the Executive Director of WeDay, thank you very much for making the time to be with us today. Congratulations on the special. All the very best. I hope it raises a lot of awareness, a lot of dollars, but more importantly, a lot of involvement by people all over this country in what your organization is up to and how it wants to transform the world.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, and all the greatest. And congratulations on 15 years of involvement with the organization, too.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. Dalal Al-Wahidi, Executive Director of WeDay, joining us live in interview exclusive from Toronto, Canada. More tomorrow televised, including our classic trivia question of the week, and some thoughts about where TV is going as we launch our second decade next week. That's all ahead, but first, some words from the fine people at Audible.com. Kevin Hart had a big day in television yesterday. He launched a brand new service through Lionsgate called Laugh Out Loud, available on smart TV sets and smart devices. And he's a brand new series that also premiered yesterday on YouTube. He also has a wonderful book out called I Can't Make This Up. And if you subscribe to Audible.com, that could be your audiobook choice. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and certainly inspiration, with over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. So sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook like I Can't Make This Up, which Kevin Hart himself narrates, or something else of your choice, any category you like, 1 month trial of service, and great customer service from Audible's wonderful parent company, Amazon.com. It's a great combination, and it can transform the way you hear the world. So give it a go. Just go to this URL and sign in, audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. From audible.com and Amazon Company. And now it's time for the answer to this week's classic trivia question. Unfortunately, we did not get a winner this week. We were so hoping to, because we had a wonderful prize up for grabs, and that is the wonderful set of Disney Junior magnets. You can place all over the place, great for the kids as well. Here was the question we posed over the last 2 weeks. Name the 1960s comedy series starring Gene Kelly. The answer, Going My Way. An hour-long series, very unusual for a comedy at the time. It ran on ABC from October 1962 to April 1963. The other co-stars of the show, by the way, Dick York, who was a year or two away from making it on Bewitched, and Leo G. Carroll up Topper and the Man from U.N.C.L.E. fame. Unfortunately, ABC's show ran into a lot of competition, and that's why it only lasted one season. So the answer, Going My Way, was a 1960s sitcom starring Gene Kelly that ran on ABC for one season. That was the answer to this week's classic trivia question. We'll have a new question coming your way when we kick off our second decade on the air next Monday afternoon, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Smart We Televised. And if you're first with the correct answer, you can win this wonderful set of Disney Junior magnets. But in order to win, you got to play in. And what we want is the first correct answer. So when we raise the question, you give us the answer by email. Use this address, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the answer, you will win the Disney Junior Magnet. And if you are not available to catch the show on Monday, we will post the questions on Tuesday morning on my Facebook page and on my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. And incidentally, if you don't get a winner by Wednesday, we will, of course, bring the question again on our special Wednesday episode. So give it a go. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Listen for the question on Monday. Play in and see if you can win. When we come back, in our up segment, the latest on TV in My Bones, that we spotlighted this program 2 weeks ago, and coming to Off-Broadway next weekend. And I'll have some closing thoughts as we wrap up a decade on the air about where TV is going in the next decade. But first, we pause at the bottom of the hour for Web Identification. You are connected to the best internet radio in the universe, www.blogtalkradio.com, more than 25 million listeners around the world every month, and growing. It's your home for the RIP Network. Check out the world of paranormal this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best of BTR available to you 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of this Tawafi Televised episode, the closing episode of 10 years as the program All About the Tube. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York, 82 degrees at the top of the hour. It's supposed to be a terrific weekend this weekend. And before we get to our closing thoughts about this decade of television and where we're going in decade number two, let's give you an update. It's a regular feature we've done this program over the years where we update you on some of the guests and topics we had on this program. 2 weeks ago, we brought you the folks behind TV in My Bones. It's a TV-centric off-Broadway sketch play that will be premiering next week at the Theater for the New City in Manhattan. Well, as it turns out, we also, during the course of that program, that segment, told you about an Indiegogo campaign that was out to raise $8,000 for that production. We're happy to tell you that as of this morning, they are three-quarters of the way through. $6,000 has been raised out of $8,000. That's $2,000 to go, 75% of the total, and it's about 14 days to go. So if you'd like to make a contribution to TV in My Bones, you can just go to Indiegogo.com, go for that particular entry, and see what you can do. And also, during that interview that we did 2 weeks ago with C.S. Hansen, the writer of the play, and Phoebe Moore, the co-star and producer, the idea was recommended about me jumping in to the production as an after-performance host. Well, happy to tell you, I will be doing that next Saturday during the 3 p.m. performance of TV in My Bones. You, if you're in the New York area, drop into the Theater for the New City, see the performance, then see me. I'll have some thoughts about television. We'll have some quick interviews with the cast members and maybe C.S. the playwright, and we'll get your thoughts as well. So why don't you jump in if you can if you're in the New York area next weekend, especially the 3 p.m. performance of TV in My Bones over at Theater in the New City. And you can check out that theater's website for more details. And throughout next week, we will keep you posted on the Indiegogo campaign, which is now coming into the three-quarter pole and hitting the back stretch. And we'll also keep you posted during the week on my role next weekend with that play. And again, thank you to CS and Phoebe for being on the show. Incidentally, they were also on our final regular edition of Swampy Televised segments on BK Live last Monday. And I missed that segment already. And we've already had nearly 200 views of that segment. If you want to see that segment with CS, with Phoebe Maher and Caitlin Pierce, the other co-star and co-producer, go to Brick TV's homepage on YouTube. It's www.youtube.com/BrickTV. YouTube.com/BrickTV. Back in the 1970s, the wonderful actor Glenn Ford did a made-for-TV movie for NBC that later became a short-lived series called The Family Holdback. It was like a Waltons-type show about a family going through their struggles in a particular time period. I believe that was the after effects of the Depression. And both movie and TV series had a wonderful, poignant theme song called Look How Far We've Come, which basically dealt with somebody reliving their childhood in a sort of plaintive way. And that was, of course, the verse, Look How Far We've Come, repeated over and over again in the chorus. You could say, look how far we've come with this program and what we've covered in this world of television over the last 10 years. We've had over 800 guests in this program. We've covered hundreds of topics. We've had hundreds of episodes. I'm thinking around between 800 and 1,000 episodes over that time. And when we first started this program back in the first Monday of August, 2007, there was no such thing as TV stations or most cable networks or broadcast networks being digital. Analog was the big thing of the day. High-definition television was not the mass medium it is now, the way to do television in terms of picture quality. In fact, many people still thought it had no chance of becoming a mass deal. There was no such thing as multicast channels. Some cable networks weren't started yet. There was no Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and full screen and CISO, no smart TV sets, no smart devices like Google Chromecast, NVIDIA Shield, Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, etc. So once again, to give you that chorus, look how far we've come in the last 10 years. And what is extremely clear as we get this second decade started is that we are living, and in fact, we have the privilege of living in not one, not two, but three extraordinary eras of this medium. Era number one, the era of plentiful television, an era where scripted TV is all over the dial, all over the map, all over in terms of subject matter, and it is getting easier and easier and easier to get on the air with more outlets than before, with television festivals here in New York and elsewhere around the country, with film festivals like Sundance and Tribeca and South by Southwest more and more becoming devoted to television, and IFP's Independent Film Project Week that will be happening in September. That through crowdfunding and now equity crowdfunding, you can get a pilot together. You can fund a pilot and not only fund a pilot, but fund an audience that is willing to see your program. That's era number one. And it has no signs of slowing down. And for those people who still believe in peak TV, peak TV, peak TV, by the way, a phrase I will never use on this program, I got news for you. It ain't slowing down. It is just going to go stronger. And if you want proof, how about the Phase 13 announcement that is wrapping up as we speak the Television Critics Tour in Los Angeles? Era number two, the era of smart TV sets and smart devices. Like I said, when we started this program in August of 2007, no clue about smart TV sets. Probably was a figment in somebody's imagination, maybe a few people's imagination. And now 60% at least of all U.S. households have a smart set from the likes of Samsung or Vizio or LG or Sharp or Panasonic or new versions and players like Seiki and Westinghouse or that Roku, that Google Chromecast, that Apple TV, etc. And they're not only watching television programs through those smart sets and devices, they are now playing video games. They are now ordering merchandise. In fact, if you have Apple TV or Amazon Fire TV and you are an Amazon Prime customer, you can order any Amazon merchandise you want. And if you have Apple TV, you can order services from Airbnb and Zillow and HomeAdvisor and other places. And you can even catch virtual or meta reality programming for the likes of Little Star and not have to use headgear or goggles or glasses. And in the more recently put together television sets and devices, you don't even have to use remote control. You can use your voice through Alexa and Siri and these other new class of artificial intelligent voice devices. And here's the thing. We have no idea where this is all going because this era is, on the drop of a hat, electronically upgradable at any moment. It's software-driven, not just hardware-driven. Just a few months ago, who would have thought you would have built in Alexa or Siri into the television set innards itself, or in the remote control, or just tie in that device if you have it some other way to the television set? But it's happening, and it bears repeating. We have no clue where this is all going. And let's not forget what may be on the horizon here. the ability to choose the direction of a show you are watching at that moment, the ability to order any kind of merchandise from any kind of business you want, the ability to see programs in virtual reality and augmented reality. There is, in fact, an app on a Samsung set that allows you to track where a family member is or a friend is if they're not at home and to make sure they're safe. And there are products that are in development or on the way this fall and beyond that will allow you, your television set, to monitor other appliances and devices in your home. Your air conditioner, your lights, your garage door opener, the home security camera, the microwave oven, the refrigerator freezer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And have it maybe pay your bills. And have it so that when those bills come out, they realistically reflect how much you use those devices and appliances. This is not pie in the sky, folks. This is in development now. And remember, Apple TV currently has more than 10,000 apps, including a wide variety of games that you can play anytime. The third era that we are in is the era of diversity. And make no mistake about it, it is exploding. Because everyone involved in television is realizing to some degree that we are becoming a multicultural country. And that sooner rather than later, we're going to cross that 50% threshold where among 300 million people, half or more are people of color. There are states right now where half the population are people of color. And because of the immigration rates, the birth rates, et cetera, we may get there a lot sooner than the experts are saying. And that's why it's critical that television reflect that. And even if you believe that the era of plentiful TV is not going to last too longer, mark my words, the era of diversity is going to last. Because TV is going to have to reflect it, or else TV may be in trouble as a medium. The good news is that also people are realizing there's no one silver bullet here. You have to attack diversity at the show level, the network level, the production company level, the studio level, the talent agency level, and so on. And we have seen, particularly in these last 2 years, an incredible variety of ventures to deal with it and bring more diversity in. We just got yesterday at the TV Critics Tour, NBC, with their new Forward campaign, where 10 directors of color are going to get the opportunity to shadow directors on various television shows and ultimately get an opportunity to work their own thing on a popular NBC series. And it's going to be spearheaded by the wonderful Emmy-winning director, Leslie Linka Glatter, of Homeland and Mad Men fame. One of the very best, by the way, directors in the business. Not just within the business, in the business, period. And we have ventures like We for She, We Did It Together, Project Her, The Alice Institute, The Women in Film Project with the Blacklist, Stage 13, efforts by various networks and studios to bring in more women and people of color as writers, as directors, as producers, as creators, is not going to slow down. That is going to continue. And that is a great thing. And it's not just people of color. It's also the gay, lesbian, transgender, et cetera, movement. It's the disabled community, whether it is blind, deaf, hard of hearing, et cetera, we're seeing progress there. For example, and we've documented some of that progress, particularly in the last year or two, with people like deaf filmmaker Jay Bryant and her efforts to create a superhero program somewhere on television, or The Chances, the new Sundance Now series that was a pilot at Sundance's festival this year in Colorado. We had the people there through an interpreter, and now it is about to become a series on Sundance Now, and maybe even down the road, Sundance TV. And I'm very, very proud and grateful that this program from the get-go has been a forum to showcase diversity on television. where it's at and where it's going. And I also want to include, too, the growing number of women of color and people of color who have launched their own production companies, whether Victoria Rowell, who was on our program last week, whether it is who has the new series The Rich and the Ruthless on Urban Movie Channel, Bob Johnson's service, whether it is Tyler Perry's new deal with Viacom, the new production companies by folks like Gina Rodriguez, America Ferrari, Regina King, Selena Gomez, and many, many more. And believe me, all of this activity is going to bear fruit. And there is more in the pipeline, things like the Made in New York Writers Room and the effort to create two series here in New York that will be carried, one of which will be carried at least on NYC Life in the next year or two. So ladies and gentlemen, we start Monday with decade number two, very much in the thick of three important eras of television. Plentiful TV, smart TV, diversity TV, or inclusion TV. And yes, there's bumps along the way. Not every show makes it. Not every action makes it. But more are making it than not. And that is a great thing. And we will redouble our efforts on this program to showcase as many steps of the way as we can. And I hope with your support and your listening and your involvement that this program can continue to make headway in showcasing where TV is at and where it is going. That has been the mandate of this program from that very first episode in the first Monday of August 2007 until now, the first Friday of August 2017. We'll use Monday, by the way, to do the thank yous and the acknowledgement for everybody that made this program possible. But what I want to leave you with today is that I am more excited, I'm more thrilled, I'm more grateful than ever before, almost 37 years after starting my journey covering this world of television, to be still doing it and doing it to the best of my ability. And for that, I thank all of you out there listening and Blog Talk Radio and so many more people that, as I said, we will acknowledge in full on our anniversary show Monday. I do have one request that I will repeat on Monday as well. If you like this program, encourage others to listen. And not just listen, but to get involved. We want to hear you. We want to hear you by the phone. We want to hear you in our chat room. We want to catch what you have to say by email. We really appreciate what you have to say. So don't be afraid to say it. Even if you disagree with something I say or one of our guests says, or a news note, we want to hear you. This is as much your program as is my program. And it always will be. And the more you get involved, the more effective our program will be. And the more exciting and interactive, and the more accomplished this program will be to do what it wants to do. Like I said, I feel very fortunate that we all are living in these three interconnected eras of television. And I can't wait to see what lies around the bend. Trust you feel the same way. Monday on Tomorrow We Televised, we will kick off our second decade of this program All About Television with a 90-minute edition. And joining me will be, from the brand new production company Platform One Media, Chief Executive Katie O'Connell Marsh. And then, the head of FX, John Landgraf. That's all Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televised. It's the first of three episodes we will do. It's our third week that we're doing three episodes. This one to kick off our second decade. Coming up in our special episode on Wednesday, among our guests, we will have the co-star and creator of the popular Canadian series, The Switch. It is about the world of transgendered people. And it is the first comedy of its kind involving transgender people on front of and behind the camera. And Amy Fox, the co-creator, co-star, will be with us. We hope to have some other guests as well, too. And then coming up on Friday, we'll have one of the top TV composers of tune programming. Her name is Lolita Ridnes, and she's been around a long time. Many of you may know that name from the popular Warner Brothers cartoons like Batman Beyond, Batman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she's going to be involved in a very unique performance by Symphony Orchestra here in New York. Lolita will be with us. So will the conductor of the orchestra, Amy Anderson. And we'll also find out about another composer whose work will be featured there that may be popping up later this fall on public television. Also, we will have, originally supposed to be scheduled on Monday's show, but we will have it on Friday. We hope to have the head of the New York Television Festival, Terrence Gray, or one of the other key people involved in that annual event taking place this fall. And we'll also have the founder of a very interesting organization called Select Management Group. His name is Scott Fisher, and he's involved in a number of interesting TV projects, including a major documentary that just premiered on YouTube Red about YouTube's most popular personalities. Scott Fisher will also be with us. That's all next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I hope you do it for all three if you can. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Tell the world. Have them join in as we kick off our second decade of the program All About Television. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up an episode you missed, it's very simple. Go to our homepage and enjoy. And you can catch all of our Blog Talk Radio episodes there. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. The podcast version is also available every time on iTunes and more recently on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. Either way, you can download our podcast to your smartphone or tablet, take us on the go if you're going out somewhere this weekend, share with others, spread the love. That's the podcast version on iTunes.com and along with other Blog Talk Radio shows on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. Remember, you are as much of a part of the program as anything else, and we want to hear you. What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? So let me know. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're from. Don't forget that's your avenue to being part of our classic trivia question each week and also get you involved in a regular feature we do called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? Well, let me know. We'll give it the attention and we'll give you the credit. But once again, you got to play in to win. So be involved with our Show to Know feature that runs regularly. All you have to do is let me know by email, and we will take it from there. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me 24/7 on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. My handle is at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, we appreciate what you have to say. So get out there and say it. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sottenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Will Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Will Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening today and throughout our first decade of existence. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday and a beautiful weekend. We are back on Monday to start our second decade, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Be with us. You know where. Blog Talk Radio. And whatever you're out to do this weekend, be sure to be safe and be great out there. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.